There are many good reasons why people have dogs as pets. For starters, protection. That's a good one. Companionship? Yes. Because the government won't allow them to own a leopard? Absolutely. But the reason most dog owners give for having a canine around the old homestead is a thing they like to call unconditional love. It's a wonderful sentiment, unconditional love. I'll give you that. Real hallmarky. Of course, it's also highly retarded.
One thing I can count on in my day is that Pookie is always glad to see me.
Well, sorry to burst your bubble there, Toots, but Pookins is simply hungry, and you're the only person who's fed Pookins her entire life. What did you expect her to do? Sit in a doghouse, listening to goth music, contemplating why she's not prettier? Sorry, we're not that complex of beasts. We eat, we sleep, we bark, and we And the sad truth is, the day you stop feeding Pookins is the day she bites your face while you're napping, or s*** on your favorite blouse, or anonymously informs the IRS you've not been reporting all your income. Whatever. Pookins doesn't unconditionally love you. Pookins unconditionally loves being kept alive. That's it. Take Master and I, for example. Best friends, right? But understand me now. The day, and I mean the exact day, he chooses to stop feeding me, paw to God, I will push his fat ass down the basement stairs. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love my master. I just don't love him unconditionally. Truth is, there's not a damn thing in the world I do love unconditionally. Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Gary, cut it out, you stupid mutt. We've got family coming over for Thanksgiving, and you will be on your best behavior today.
Oh, God, is that today? Well, son of a bitch. You know I hate Thanksgiving, Master. Hey, are you even listening to me? Look, all I'm saying is, I wish you would have warned me, that's all. I mean, is that too much to... Wait, did you say the family's coming over here?
Hey, Gary!
Hey, Timmy!
Look at me, boy! I'm a real live Native American! The kind still virtually undaunted by the white man's arrival upon my once sacred soil. I've extended my hand in peace this day, and I've agreed to break bread with the paleface so that they might feel welcome on a foreign land. Why, my very own father even stopped on the way over to grab a last-minute pre-made pie and $7 bouquet of wilted seasonal flowers at my local bashes on account he, too, wishes to spend the day in peace. Oh, and because my mother and he, well, they're not quite seeing eye to eye these days, and, well, she needed a break from what she calls his nutbag family.
Well, maybe this won't be such a bad day after all.
Master? Where do we keep the carbon monoxide?
Hush, Gary. Can't you see I'm talking to Paul here? So she just up and took the baby and went to her parents, huh?
Yeppers? Hell, maybe she'll be by later, but I doubt it.
And where do her parents live?
Iowa.
Oh.
And she took the pie. And I sure feel just awful about that. Here I was made in charge of the pie, and suddenly I had nothing to bring. Timmy and I had to stop at my local bashes this morning. And I'll be honest, there wasn't much left to choose from, Walter.
Well, don't worry about that. We'll make do. Oh, by the way, there's something I've been meaning to tell you as well today.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, I sort of invited Bill and Sis.
Walter, you didn't.
Happy Thanksgiving, little brothers. Hey, when do we eat? Bill and I want to get back to Casa Grande before the drunks are on the roads.
Hey, who's a fella got a bribe to fetch him a beer around here?
20 minutes later.
Now, I'm convinced the main reason dogs come across so lovable all the time is because of one simple fact. We never knew our families. If we're lucky, our mothers were around long enough to teach us how to stay warm and which nipple was too sensitive to touch right out of the chute. The rest in life was pretty much up to us. I mean, let's face it. Doggy daddies are to parental responsibility what professional athletes are to, well, parental responsibility. In fact, the last thing my father told my mother before he left, I'll howl at you. But he never did. And I'll be honest, thank God he didn't. Otherwise, I might have ended up like these idiots.
So, Paul, where's that wifey of yours? She finally wise up and leave you? Just kidding.
Well, actually, sis, we're taking a little time apart right now.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear about that. You don't think she's sleeping with another man, do you?
Like a black guy. I had a sister of mine who run off with a black guy once.
No, I don't think she's sleeping with another man. Can we please change the subject here?
Great idea. Mother, your turkey, well, it tastes terrific.
Yes, sir. Real juicy.
The potatoes leave a little something to be desired.
And the stuffing.
Really? Well, sorry about that.
Oh, don't worry about it, sweetie. At least Larry seems to be enjoying it. Little Jimmy keeps feeding him off his plate.
Hey, name's Jerry, bitch. Jerry is enjoying the crappy food off Jimmy's plate.
His name is Timmy, sis. You'd think you'd know your own nephew's name.
Easy for you to say. We don't have kids for you to remember their names.
On account of my low sperm count.
Even more of a reason to pay closer attention to your brother's kids.
Well, at least I'm here, right? Unlike his mother.
She's the one with the black fella.
Hey! You know what? I was thinking after dinner we might play us a friendly game of Scrabble.
That sounds good, Walter.
Well, we'll see. It's getting awfully late. Say, Jimmy, what's with the mask over your mouth and nose?
Funny you mention it, Aunt Sis. For a moment there, I thought you all might overlook the clear peculiarity in an otherwise authentic throwback attire. You see, the mask is to prevent this wise young brave from contracting smallpox, scurvy, carpal tunnel syndrome, or any number of diseases you, the Wagman, is bringing with you aboard that boat to infest our land.
Wowzy. Jimmy's got quite an imagination on him, Paul.
He must get that from the black guy.
Okay, that's it. Walter, sorry, I tried. Jimmy, let's go.
Jimmy!
You know what I meant.
Oh, Paul, at least stay and have some pie.
No, I'd rather not.
What kind of pie is it?
Pumpkin is traditional.
Well, unfortunately, my local Bash's was out of pumpkin. Look, I gotta go.
Nonsense. Let's all have a slice of Paul's... Wow. What kind of pie did you get, Paul?
I don't know. Whatever was left.
Oh, yes. I see now. It's cauliflower pie.
Cauliflower pie?
Pumpkin is traditional.
Look, they didn't have goddamn pumpkin pie. My wife has it, and she drove to her mother's house, not to the arms of another man. And now, me and my highly imaginative son, Timmy, are going home, you f***ing...
We could play Pinochle. That's always fun.
1 hour later.
Well, another horrible Thanksgiving. Paul left angry. Timmy was crying, primarily because his dad accidentally ripped his papier-mâché headdress. Bill and Sis drove home to Casa Grande at 1:15 to avoid driving at night. Female Master went to bed with a migraine, and Master won 4 out of 5 games of backgammon against Precious. And as for me, well, on this day of giving thanks, I, Jerry the dog, believe some thanks are in order. I, for one, am thankful for my 62-week winning streak. I'm thankful for leftover gravy and the inferiority of cats. I'm thankful for the movie Time Cop, Summers in Denmark, the benefit of high fiber, and the small of a woman's fat. And I'm thankful for not having ever known my family. But mostly, on this special, special Thanksgiving day, Jerry the dog is thankful for, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?